Horror Stories Podcast. Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Normally, you're going to hear one of my stories on this feed, but it's Sunday, in time for the weekly challenge. That's where I post a topic, and then you send in a story based on that topic. I gather them all up in this editing program, talk a little bit in between, probably a little too much, and post the resulting nightmare for your enjoyment and pleasure. This is Weekly Challenge 233, on October 10th, 2010, and the topic is 10. We've got a good batch of stories this week, so let's hear them in the order that I received them. First up is someone new to the game, Chibi. Let's see what Chibi has, and welcome to the podcast.
10 fingers and 10 toes. That's all she cared about when each one was born. But as time wore on, and each grew older, she began to wonder if the sense of independence she instilled in them would be a cause for future pain. One by one, they took off, each child beaming at the possibilities, free from the confines of parental control, each with their own dream of a life other than what she thought was to be. She anticipated the day would come when they all flew the coop. That time just came too soon.
Thank you, Chibi, and thank you to the midget for recording that. When somebody does not send in a sound file, they're terrified of people hearing their voice, and they can't convince somebody else to read it on the street. I mean, you just go up to some bum and you just point your iPhone at them and hit the recording app and go, "Hey, just read this, I'll give you a sandwich." I may do that for some stories coming up. I've wanted to do that for a while, just to see. You know, "Come on, you want a sandwich? Hey, you want $5 for your beer here? Come on, read this. Read this, it won't hurt you a bit." And it's good that you're giving the writing a try, and come on back next week. See how you like it. Next up is Steven the Nuclear Man, and he's been doing a few readings, got some stories in an anthology. He's going places, baby. He's going places. So let's see what he's going to light the night up with this week. Come on, Steve. It's your turn. It's your time to shine.
The aliens told us to comply within 10 hours or face destruction. We had to give them all our men, forever, as bull studs. Some men showed up. The female aliens weren't ugly, after all. But a surprising percentage of men preferred life with their families, their lovers, their jobs. We thought we had time to prepare. The countdown clock had 2 hours left, when we noticed the translation was not 10 hours, but 2 hands of ours. The aliens looked a lot like us. They had 4 digits on each hand. We heard lasers, held our spouses, and prayed.
Ah, those clever Mickey Mouse monsters from space, with their 4-fingered hands. Where's the 5th finger? Remember that Simpsons episode where they thought that evolution would make people hairless and give them a 5th digit? And they said, "Ooh, creepy." You know, I haven't watched The Simpsons in years. How many seasons are they up to? 50? 55? Is Yardley Smith getting tired of talking like a kid? At one point, she's going to sound old. You can't maintain those voices. How did they choose those? And Ira Glass was on there recently. I went to see Ira Glass downtown last night. And it was cool, you know, the story. And he does this, I wonder if he does that. He does an arm swoop when he brings something in. You know, it's coming in. Ooh, and he does an arm swoop. And he talks a lot with his hands, although it's a very Jewy thing to do. But he was saying all these things, you know, that's very Jewy. And it's like, he brought that up a few times, you know, neurotic and that kind of stuff. So he fits the bill. But he does this arm swoop. And he talked about his appearance on that show. And it took an hour to record just 8 seconds worth of stuff. And around here, it does take an hour to record 8 seconds worth of stuff. So I started days ago on this. I don't do this right off the cuff. I put a lot into the production. What are you guys doing? What are you chewing up? See, I'm going to edit that out. The cats are playing with some bags and things. They're making a mess. Good, because I need to run the vacuum today. So thank you, Steve. And let's see who's next. Linda has returned. Oh, my. Oh, my. Where has she been? I wonder where she is. Oh, well. It's great that she's back, and let's see what she's got for us. Come on, Linda. Let's hear it.
Hey, everyone. It's Linda wishing Lawrence a happy, happy birthday and a binary blast of a day to everyone else. Today, we are all ones and zeros. When time travel became commercially available, it was used purely for entertainment. Hunting dinosaurs is cheaper than averting wars, evidently. Then came the hyped and protested day when 10 of history's greatest warriors were gathered to fight a supreme death match. The small man with the big voice stood in the center of the arena, introducing each fighter to a cheering crowd. His tuxedo and blinding white teeth were as out of place as his warning, "Keep it clean, kids are watching." The kids loved having their pictures taken with the referee's charred, impaled head before all hell broke loose.
Thank you, Linda, and thank you for the image of charred, impaled head. I think that's going to be the thing that I take away from this week. Charred, impaled head. In fact, I'm going to cancel our dinner reservations for tonight. And we're going to look for some place, anywhere, that has a charred, impaled head. I like that idea. Remember those, the big rage in Chinese restaurants for a while was I guess it's some sort of platter, the poo-poo platter, where they have the little flaming thing where you put the sticks. In Thai restaurants, it's satay, where you have the flaming thing, you put the stuff up there, and it's already cooked, but you grill it a little more, and you wind up burning it, and you always burn that one stick. And the poo-poo platter, I guess. It's called something, like General Tso's chicken is called all sorts of other general stuff. In fact, one place I thought it was an admiral. In another place, it was a field marshal. And all sorts of ranks and names. And who knows what it is now. I think it's like Agent Smith in Australia. But the point is, I don't know what my point is. I've completely lost myself. I'm in the middle of a neighborhood. I have no idea where I am. And it's getting dark. And there are people watching me. Okay. Well, I'll just shut up now and get back to the train of thought, which is... next up is Zachman. Now, you would think you would have just one story this week. Maybe two. Possibly three. It could be four. No. He has five stories. And so do you want me to just play all five of them in a row, interrupt constantly, do my usual Ed McMahon-style laugh. That was great, Zach, man. That kind of thing? Or, I don't know. Should I just give them each their own show, the Zach Man show? We could have a Zach Man show. And then all the way up to the Golden Monkey. Oh, by the way, thank you, Tom, for sending me the Golden Monkey images. And I'm actually going to create... magnets with Golden Monkey, and the people who reach 100. So if you've reached 100 stories and you still listen to this stuff, let me know, and we'll start getting those Golden Monkeys out there. Maybe I'll put them up on the site and give you, like, you know, $10 through PayPal. Go get it, and you'll wind up getting something else with it. That's okay. That way I don't know your address and can't stalk you and give you flowers and stare through your window, sign you up for junk mail, or look up your if you're on some sort of, you know, deviant list, where are all the predators in your area? You know, that kind of thing. I looked that up, and the closest turned out to be a Starbucks, which has me really wondering about this coffee. So here's Zachman.
This is Zachman, and I was too lazy to write 10 stories, but I did try to write the number there are in a trilogy. 10 little zombies all in a row. Out comes the 12 gauge. Where did they go? 9 zombies, cast iron pan hits one on the hat. 8 little zombies really being where it's at least until the baseball bat. 7 little zombies, one shot by M16 until again dead. 6 little zombies, more gunfire, and where is the head? 5 little zombies, one meets a chainsaw in a bathroom stall. 4 little zombies, one has a nasty fall. 3 little zombies standing in a row, seeing a hand grenade. I should have used that sooner, don't you know?
those poor zombies. Oh, I said I was going to shut up and let him die. Okay, I'm going to let him do the next 4 and not interrupt like this, so I'm going to prematurely thank Zachman for this one. I'll probably thank him after all these. Just thank you to everyone. And hold on. Here. Let me just cue this one up here.
I am Cirrus Cybernetics Corporation's GPP Genuine People Personalities ebook reader. It makes me happy to serve you. Please read a book from me or let me read a book to you. Ford told me Dylan Courtney's Moon People is your favorite. Well, after Twilight, I could gladly download you a brand new ebook for an even higher cost than buying a hardcover, or if you insist, I could get you a book in public domain free. When you are done reading or hearing me read, you may put me back in that cold, dark desk drawer. Since 10-10-10 is binary for 42, like many others, I am thinking of Doug Adams. I would like to tell you how by carrying ones in binary this is possible, but there are Adams fans smarter than I who have blog posts explaining that. Ever since a friend in high school introduced me to The Hitchhiker's Guide, I started wondering about Adams and his fiction universes. My biggest question is about Gusty Winds from Salmon of the Soul. Why would a woman whose pet poops in a different dimension want the rear end of her pet back? Do you think if Doug Adams would have lived longer, there would have been 10 books in a trilogy instead of only 5? Asked Zach. Maybe, replied the high priest. I believe there are currently 35 books in the Xanth trilogy. Should Doug Adams be considered the grandfather of patio books since his radio show proved people would buy books even if they had heard the audio free? Asked Zach. No, sir. Scott Sigler invented podcasting and the very internet. Zach wished he had not gone to an alternate universe in which Siglerism was taken seriously and became the predominant religion.
Ah, man. Thank you, Zach. And I think folks are well aware of my opinion on Scott Sigler and P.J. Holyfield and all the big folks. You start off with folks that's doing stuff, and then some get big, and then you coalesce around them, and then they get too big, then they get too big for their britches, and they take off. And then there are the fake grassrootsers, like Andrew Sullivan of blogging. You know, he said, I'm an outsider, I'm like a non-journalist. Like, bullshit, you're a journalist. You just got canned from Time and all your other stuff. And then, sure enough, you are brought back into those publishing gigs. And just, you know, it's all a joke. But this is not a joke. This is serious. This is serious joking and fun, I'd say. Have I mentioned that it's October 10th, Power of 10 Day? Powersof10.com. Go to the Ray Eames movie there. They've got them playing. They redid the site. They've got all these sponsors and such, so, you know, it's all big and serious now, as opposed to just the movie. I saw that movie a long time ago. I'll talk about it later. We'll get to that. Next up is... That's right, it's Catwood. Catwood's return. Catwood keeps coming back. This is cool. Because that means that somebody hasn't been scared away by... I'm just watching here. My wife put out a bunch of tissue paper. And Frisky used to love this stuff. And Piper used to love it. And there are probably some photos up on the site. Maybe not. Maybe some of them didn't survive. I know the cats didn't survive, but that's another story. But we used to have so many photos of the cats and tissue paper. And now that it's the baby panthers and Naruto. Naruto just watches, but now the baby panthers are now stalking each other. And you got the baby, the baby panther. She's going around, in the stuff. And Bruin's, sniffing and swatting at the paper that she's in. And she's going, wee! She whines. She doesn't meow, she whines. He's a little whiny baby. So, this one's Catwood. Here we go. You may. You guys? Okay, now they fight.
10 minutes. Then everything will be in place, and I can slip in. I've been observing for weeks. Since the day when I first laid eyes on that golden cobra with its graceful wings and minute details. It will. It must be mine. Security will not be as much of a problem as in a major museum. I've studied this place, looking for a weakness, and I've found one. I've been waiting in this unnoticeable spot for hours, waiting for the moment that it's unguarded. The electricity and little explosives go off. I move, and it is mine. Now, escape.
Oh, Catwood, don't you realize there is no escape? You have to keep coming back. Thank you, Catwood. Oh, man. Okay, they've stopped playing now. They're just... Oh, they're so cute. And, of course, the wiggle butt and then the leaping and jumping. And what are you... You are a crazy little girl. All right, next up is Norval Joe. Norval Joe, I believe, is a winner of the Golden Monkey, and he'll be one of the people that'll be like, hey, can I get that Golden Monkey? And I'll be like, okay, yeah, let me just make it. What's my cafe bread? What do you... You guys, you are giving me indigestion. All right. Here's Norval Joe. I'll deal with the cats in a second.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 233 with a prompt of 10. This is my 2-year anniversary for participating in the weekly challenge. My first story was presented on October 11th, 2008. And when I reached my 200 mark, I talked about all the experiences I've had since starting on this 100-word journey. But I'd like to mention now all the good friends that I've made, such as Jeff Haidt, who I fell in with in the Great Heights podcast and got to meet other people that have introduced me and essentially got me into the Flying Island Press, which I've mentioned before. Also people like Justin the Space Turtle, Ashley Redden, Mick Bourdais, just to name a few. Well, not to mention Lawrence Simon and Nardo. It's been good getting to know everybody. And I'm sorry if I don't mention everybody's names, but there are a lot of people and got to know some better than others. But here's my story. Lawrence mentioned writing 10 stories for 10, but that's a little bit too ambitious for me, so I decided to go with 10 10-word stories in commemoration of 10 on 10, 10-2010. So here's my story. One wiener dog sought revenge against evolution's ridiculous design flaw. Two bricks fell in love, eternally separated across the chimney. Three flounders swim in circles and make silly bug-eyed faces. Four Studebaker larks discuss the weather and slowly rust away. Five small mountains enter official negotiations to form a range. Six subatomic particles are still way too small to see. 7-Eleven has Slurpees for sale in 4 different flavors. 8 planets mourn the loss of one of their members. 9 monsters under the bed wrestle for the best spot. 10 bowling pins futilely brace themselves for the inevitable assault. And with that, happy 41st, Lawrence. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Philip, Norval, Joe, Carol. You're Norval Joe to me, man. And it's cool that folks are getting to know other folks and building up new projects and all that kind of stuff. It's really neat. And I love the fact that people get a kick out of this stuff still after all this time. And, you know, I'm just realizing that there are two stories that that didn't make it in my inbox, so I'm going to get those queued up here. But as I'm getting those ready, let me get TJ going, and then I'll get back to you on that. So thank you, Norval Joe, and here's TJ. And remember, by the way, Drudge Report has North Dakota is the first state economy to be in expansion now. So they're leading the way. America, no more North Dakota jokes. They are keeping this country afloat. If you think New Orleans is underwater now, where North Dakota goes, there goes the country. They'd be like, you know, walking around the French Quarter in, you know, 10-foot hollow reeds. Or oxygen tanks or something. The go-cups would be all like, put a lid on it.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota. My initial 100-word story entry had Judy Tenuta.
My name is Judy, and I have my own religion, Judaism.
Playing Captain and Tennille.
And he says to me, he says, Judy, says Judy, says Judy.
But I couldn't make it work.
Because it could happen. It could happen.
So this is Tummy Ache. 10 tenths attested to the intensity of the intent of 10 Terwilligers to test their testosterone at the Grand Tetons. Tempestuous winds tore across the timberline as timberwolves took shelter in the trees. The Terwilligers trekked tenaciously toward the top, but stopped for the night without attaining it. They trapped rabbit and stewed it with tomatoes, tarragon, and thyme, which made for a tasty repast. The trip would have been 10 times better had they attained the summit. Tragically, Tommy Terwilliger took sick and his temperature topped 100, so they packed up the transport and returned to town toot sweet. Too bad.
Now I want to ask you a question. How many of you ever started dating someone because you were too lazy to commit suicide?
Thank you, TJ. Judy Tenuta, I saw her live a few times down here in Houston, and Emo Phillips, too. They were married for a while. And Emo, out of his persona in the audience, it was just real neat. It was like, hey, it's Emo. It's like, hey. And, you know, it's just real cool. But it's sad, but it's, you know, life goes on. You know, in Judaism, I mean, for crying out loud, God, Ira Glass. And the arm swoop. I keep doing the arm swoop now. I'm doing the arm swoop. I'm doing the Ira Glass arm swoop. This is killing me. You folks can't see my hand gestures. And why am I doing the hand gestures? What are you... Mist is just still having a good time this morning. She is a happy little girl. Who's a happy little girl? Yes, you love to play with those. She doesn't get to play with tissue paper all that often. Okay, she's playing with the ball on the track with the tissue paper and a bell stringy thing. Too many toys. She's going to freak out in a second. So, before she completely freaks out, okay, the people that sent in stories early, one of them is AM Early and is new to the podcast. And let's see, you know, the first submission, do not have a microphone to record. That's okay. That's okay. That's what we have the midget for. So let's go ahead and get this going. And welcome to the podcast, AM. And hopefully the midget does not mess up your story too much.
94 years is a long time to be alive, but I feel 10 years old. I looked at Granddad and instantly got the reference. He was diagnosed with breast cancer 10 years ago, remission for 7. I figure I will wait a few days until I tell him the results of my test. I'm not going to do the chemo like he did. I do have a few days before I decide what to do. Today I watched Granddad blow out his pink ribbon birthday candle. In 10 years I will celebrate with a candle, but definitely not pink.
Thank you, AM. And what color what color candle? I was going to say that, but, you know, they are so cute together. They do all this cute stuff while I'm trying to record this, because they know I'll get up, grab the iPhone, set it to do a movie, and there's not enough light, so all you see is just furry blobs, because it's hard to see a black cat in a dark room. And now Bruin is cleaning on the baby's throat, and she's just curling and uncurling her tail. She's a happy girl. These guys are so cute together. She's staring at me like, yeah, what's your point? Just, you know, the four cats of the apocalypse that, you know, we started with, none of them would groom each other. And now, these two are just as thick as thieves. Now he's getting her hair, and she's flipping her ears. They're so great. So, I'd mentioned last week, my mother or my grandmother, just found out a really good friend of mine is going through this scare and going through the options. And the thing that makes me feel real guilty is that I eat a lot of yogurt. And I don't save any of the lids. But it's like, you know, come on, just give the money to the thing and don't go, I mean, mailing all these lids around the place. It's a waste of fuel, a waste of energy. Can't we just recycle the lids or whatever? It's foil. You know, have a little place to stick the foil and just, you know, wad them up into a ball and recycle them into airplanes and tanks and such. You know, do I have to mail them around? You know, what's with all this mailing? Rebates, you have to mail them back. You know, the less mail, the better. You know, whatever happened to the paperless society, the information society? I'm mailing lids of food containers that I had. I mean, if I were collecting up soup cans for recycling at a school, not that I go to school anymore, but if they were collecting those, or the, you know, this whole moving physical objects around, tokens, scraps of things, this cash, you know, it could all be like electronic bits and boops. Boops. I said boops. I'm running out of time to get my walk in today, so I'm going to shut up now and quit ranting. And next up is Ted, who has no last name. His last name was lost in the post or something. But he found the site from Steve Krodman, a.k.a. Ellison, the long-lost Ellison. His shorts in a wad. And he says, thanks for running such a fascinating and engaging blog. Well, it's fascinating and engaging because of all the guest writers. My stuff's garbage. I especially liked your recent story, I Can't Complain. I can't complain. There's a chip in my head, and it keeps me from complaining because I complain a lot. And someone said, why do you complain so much? And I said, well, the chip's broken. So here we go with Ted and his story. And actually, it's two stories. He's getting right out of the Stargate, you know, 1-2 punch. So here's the 1-2 punch from Ted, and welcome to the podcast. And what are you? God, you're such a spaz. Bruin escaped. He's up here on the sofa by me right now. Hello, boo. Good boo boy.
Everything should come in tens. Commandments, fingers, hot dogs, armadillos, you name it, it should come in tens. Sometimes I'm the only one who cares. Once I lost my job at the theater for drawing in The Missing Dwarves. But the fans love me. Ten-inning Charlie, they called me. Until the accident, of course. When our jet went down in the Rockies, only the pilot and shortstop died on impact. The rest of us were unharmed. Pitcher, sole survivor, the paper said. But sometimes at night, I can still hear their screams. The co-pilots especially. But everything should come in tens.
I'll shut up now. Here's the... Midget, get over here.
I won the lottery today. After 10 years of playing the scratch-off, I finally beat that sucker. Who's laughing now, Gamblers Anonymous? Now I'm getting me the royal treatment on a first-class trip to Vegas. Yes, sir, I feel like Elvis. Presidential suite, 5-course lobster breakfast, Olympic-sized jacuzzi with a wet bar and a waterproof flat-screen HD TV, 4 escort girls, and a mountain of cocaine. All comped, of course. Casinos don't ask questions when you have a gambling problem and a winning lotto ticket. But they should. A $10 scratch-off payout don't buy too many of chips.
Thank you, Ted. And I hope the midget got the right accent for that. It's so hard to know. People don't say, like, oh, can you read this in a hick accent? Can you read this in a New York accent? Can you read this in your awful European mashup accent? You know, they're afraid of the midget. They don't want to give him instructions in case he'll bite their ankle. So, thank you, Ted, and keep coming back. Everyone who's new, keep coming back. I mean, if you look at the list, there are 10 authors on 10. Stories about 10, even though there's more than 10 stories. And speaking of the 10th, you know that, you know, we used to have 9 planets and then Pluto. So Planet Z would have been the 10th planet, but now he's the 9th planet. So it's real confusing, and I'm sure that this Tyson DeGrasse Tyson dude is probably going to banish Planet Z to, like, hack author. But still, here's Planet Z.
The gymnast chalks her hands, takes a deep breath, looks to her coach for the signal, and begins her run. She remembers her training, years of pain and repetition. The party bosses watching her in approval implied threats to her and her family. Only gold, they said. Only tens. Once she entered competition, that's all she earned. Now at the Olympics, this was her big chance. Still running, she turned at the pommel horse, made a beeline for the American judge, and shouted, "I demand amnesty!" The crowd erupted in cheers, and she earned something more precious than gold. Freedom.
Well, that's it for today's weekly challenge. October 10th, 2010, so that makes it 10-10-10-10. Thank you to everyone for listening, writing stories, being a part of this podcast. It just, you know, just doing this day in, day out is very cool. It's just a thing to wake up to. You know, it's time to make the donuts, it's time to write a 100-word story. Time to record it, time to post it. Oh, it's Sunday. Okay, let's get this going. It's just cool. And been doing it for over 5 years. As for that other thing, thank you all for... it's... you know, 10, 10, 10 in binary is 42, and today I'm turning 41. So, as my grandfather said, you're always going to come up a little short, kid. So... he also said that heaven would be catered, but man, he was a fat dude. So if you had a hard time understanding any of the stories, the text of each story is in the show notes at podcastingthatisfullofcrap.com. Also, there's a poll on that site in case you want to choose your favorites. That determines who picks the topic next week. And, there are links to people's sites so you can learn more about them. Maybe actually stalk them, send them flowers. I would say look up on the sex offender's site if you know where they are and hunt them down. Protect these people's children, because they will be, you know, if you think these guys are good authors, their children are going to learn. I mean, they're going to have such short attention spans, they're going to be doing 10-word stories. Norval Joe has a thing there, 10-word stories. Then it'll be 1-word stories. We won't have time for that. You know, there's so much information coming in that you don't know how to filter it, you don't know how to handle it. What was it that Norman Mailer said? When TV came in, now people will have actors every day. And Ira Glass brought that up last night. And it's just amazing how much information and stories we're inundated with. But I'm glad that you're taking the time today to be a part of this. Music in the background was by Guy David and GuyDavid.com. Where he is, I'm not sure, but he's coming up with cool stuff. What are you whining about? You have all the tissues and all the toys and all the fun stuff, and you got your ears cleaned. You have the life of Kitty Riley. You're not going to walk in the back door and you're going to be swatting it through. Meow, I want to go out, I want to go out, I want to go hunt these roots, it's so nice out. No, oh, quit whining. You are such a whiny baby. Whiny baby, baby panther. You see, Bruin is baby panther, and she's meow. She's whining. No, she's singing happy birthday. Okay, on to some podcast business. I set up 100-word stories on Twitter a while back, and apparently all I'm using it for is, oh yeah, here's the next topic. So that's kind of pathetic of me. So, but then again, it's not like I'm using, you know, Tunes and SL to its fullest. Omniprim is dead. And Boomars, who cares about Boomars? I hope to use it to announce various 100-word stories things, such as the stuff that you're doing and out there, and I'm bad about it, or letting you know when I receive the stories, but I'm lazy, and, you know, whatever. Just, maybe I'll put up some, you know, I'll just use it for Rick Rolls. The next topic is going to be Cottonmouth, Norval Joe won the poll, so let's go with that. If there are other, if you can't stand this site anymore and you want to post somewhere else, post on your own site. Merciless Storytellers is kind of, I don't know where the hell it is. Flying Island Press needs your stories, and the planet needs women in 2 hands worth of time. And Dribblecast, post some stuff up there and see if someone reports it. There was a real good one that I thought was really good, and I posted it there, and no one's done it yet. So it's like it didn't even receive any comments. I'm like, oh, you're breaking my heart. And Bruin gets pissed off and runs off. So thank you for listening. And Before I say keep it brief and wrap this thing up, I've got a story for you. I mentioned that Eames film, Powers of 10. And today's Powers of 10 Day. Go to powersof10.com. There's a brand new site they just launched. And I want you to... There's so many things going on in the world, and I have my opinions and my thoughts, and you have yours, and we all have different ways of doing stuff, and sometimes we need a sense of perspective. So I had to think back a bit and remember, and here we go. Many years ago, my family took a trip to Washington, and we toured the Air and Space Museum. Off in a corner, the Ray and Charles Eames film, Powers of 10, played in a loop. I watched it zoom out from the man on the blanket, out into the universe, and then shrink down to quantum mysteries three times before my family wondered where I was. Would I be a scientist? Would I be an astronomer? No, I'm neither of those. I never did follow those dreams. Instead, I came away with something more valuable. A sense of perspective. Anyway, that's it for this week. I'll see you all next week. Until then, thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief. Closing.